So once you decide who is eligible for this COBRA subsidy period, and it's beginning April, or if their qualifying event is after that date, first of the month following when they lose that coverage, it's hard stop September 30th, but it also could end sooner, if the individual becomes eligible for group health plan coverage or Medicare. That's the first one that we've got there. And that may prevent, you may have a list of eligible individuals that you know triggered a continuation right due to involuntary termination of employment or reduction in hours, and they're still in their maximum coverage period. But when you give them this notice about the COBRA subsidy, they say, well, gosh, I'm already eligible for other group health plan coverage or Medicare, then they're not able to take advantage of this COBRA subsidy. And to be clear, the legislation doesn't indicate that it has to be eligibility under the same employer's group health plan or for that individual, their new employer. So, for example, if a former employee is eligible under a spouse's group health plan, or if a dependent is eligible under their parents' group health plan, our understanding today is that eligibility under any other employer's group health plan would disqualify an individual from being able to take advantage of this COBRA subsidy, and then Medicare as well. And this is a little bit different than our normal COBRA rules, because normally you have to be actually enrolled in other group health plan coverage or Medicare to cut that maximum coverage period short. But the COBRA subsidy period says that merely being eligible for another group health plan or Medicare, whether the individual decides to enroll or not, would disqualify them from being able to take advantage of this COBRA subsidy. And the onus is really on the individual, right? If we jump down there for a moment, qualified beneficiaries are required to notify the employer of eligibility for a group health plan coverage or Medicare, because that's not something that the employer or the COBRA administrator are necessarily going to know. And so there doesn't appear to be any penalty on the employer if they continue to offer this and don't realize that participants are eligible for other coverage. But if the IRS and the DOL, whether it's via coverage reporting that we're required to do today in mass on the 1095s or otherwise, or what gets reported when an individual files their personal tax return, if it is determined that individuals failed to notify the employer and continued to take advantage of this COBRA subsidy, they could be fined first $250 for failure to notify, and that can be increased where it's a full repayment of any of the premiums if it was intentional. On the flip side, it may be forgiven if it was for reasonable cause. At the end of the day, this is like so many things with our taxes. Going to be a bit on our honor, right? And some people are going to get audited, and some of these things are going to get caught. Others may not. And this may not even be always an intentional mistake. There's going to be confusion around this, especially on the parts of individuals. And they may not even understand, when they're eligible versus not, with all of this happening so quickly.